Mario into Uncharted 4, guys. Can I do that?
You might be able to. It is 2015.
They did put it into the Unreal Engine.
They did. That was creepy as shit.
I think we should kick off the podcast. That that was a good intro. So this is Kyle. Welcome to the AOTF or Attack of the Fanboy podcast number 17. We're trucking along. We're going crazy. So again, I'm Kyle. With me are Will and Anthony. So, well, since we're talking specs, let's talk about Uncharted 4. This was kind of a slow week, so we're going to kind of blast through the news, hopefully quickly.
That's an understatement, Kyle. That is an understatement.
It was a very slow week. We are in the post-E3 lull. It's not much going on this week.
Last week was such a fucking crazy week. There's so much news out of E3 after E3 that it was surprising that it just took a downturn this week.
So we got some scraps, and one of them was I think this came from Nolan North, or this was a Q&A with GameSpot that Uncharted 4 A Thief's End, the single player will be locked to 30 frames per second. What do you guys think about that?
Power of the PlayStation 4. Right
there. I mean, did we expect it to be 60 frames? I didn't.
I mean, what we saw at E3 looked really good. You know?
It did.
And that was allegedly being played in front of us, both at the press conference and at the behind closed doors stuff. So, you know.
Yep.
It looked good. I don't know that 60 frames per second is going to make that game look that much better. Maybe it would. I don't know. It looked pretty good in front of us. But obviously some people do care about that. And if you do, you should probably just be playing on PC.
I mean, I definitely care about that. But at this point, I've kind of accepted that most games on consoles are going to stick with that 30 frames just because they can't handle a lot going on at 60 frames, and there is a lot going on in Uncharted 4. There's a lot of explosions, a lot of particle effects and everything, and so, you know, it's not great, but that's the world that we live in now.
Yeah, you guys saw a longer demo than I did at E3.
Which is now up. It is now up on YouTube if you want to check that out.
I should. I didn't check that out yet. But, I mean, seeing what PC gaming can do for the first time myself.
You've seen the light.
Yeah. What is this 30 frames shit? I don't know. It's just so bad. But when you look at games like that are exclusive and you got to play them, like Uncharted 4, Bloodborne, yeah, I'll keep my PlayStation, my Xbox, whatever around to play those games that I can't play on PC. But those multi-platform games that are stifled on those consoles, you're probably going to want to play those on PC.
Yeah, but this one you definitely can't. It is a PS4 only. So it's just kind of one of those things people have to deal with. It does suck. I'd rather have it looked gorgeous and run at 60 frames per second, especially since it is kind of an action game. But you know, that's where we're used to it at this point. I don't know when or if it will stop, aside from the PS5 and the Xbox 2.
It doesn't get better from here, right? I mean,
they learn how to optimize.
I guess, but
I mean, you look at games.
It's mostly like compression at that point, though, right?
No, I mean, look at the games at the beginning of PS3 and the end of the PS3. To be fair, though, the PS3 was much harder to program for, so once they figured out how to do it, it made a bigger difference.
These are more like PC architecture.
They are. We should still see a bump, though. They can definitely figure out tricks. Even look at Batman. I think Batman, one of the issues on PC is that they used a trick on consoles to utilize the shared memory in a more effective manner. And so PCs don't have that. They have dedicated video memory. These were all obviously rumors, but just kind of one thing that they can do is figure out how that architecture works and use it to a better result. So I think things get definitely a good better. Yeah. But I don't know how much better.
on PC? Are PS4 over PC? A lot better, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a pretty solid experience on PlayStation 4. I haven't played it on Xbox One. Just from, you know, what I've heard in the week after all the fallout from that game's release is that, for the most part, people are still pretty much pissed about Batman Arkham Knight on PC. Even though they pushed out, what, a single update for the game?
They've pushed one update out. It was just kind of a quick patch. I went ahead and put in another 30 minutes or so just to check it out, and it wasn't great. There were still some issues, which they didn't say the issues were fixed, so I can't really blame them. But yeah, we're still, us PC players are not in a great state still.
Is that the same patch that the console owners got? Because I know the console owners got a leaderboard patch.
No, it was different. It was specifically tailored to fix mostly like game-breaking crashes rather than the frame rate issues and everything. They're supposed to be working on those. We'll see how those turn out. But moving on to the other kind of... Well, no, this was the one I was confusing. So this was the Nolan North leak is The Last of Us 2 is being worked on. Is that surprising? Are you guys surprised by that news?
Nope.
Yep.
I'm not surprised about it, and I'm hopeful that it's true. I'll play Last of Us 2.
Here's the feeling that I get from gamers on Last of Us sequel, whatever it may be. Everyone wants it, and everyone doesn't want it.
because of that ending, man. It was
because
just...
The Last of Us was a perfect, singular experience.
It was a
everything. It was beginning, middle, end, and that story is done. So the question is, are we going to get another sequel with Ellie and Joel, which I think a lot of people are scared of? Or are we going to just get another game in the same universe, which has its own dangers? What would you guys like to see off of that?
Well, I mean, like you said, it was a good one-shot game. So I think with different characters would probably work a lot better. Maybe people working the other direction across the U.S.
Going from west to east.
Yeah. Or
they cross at one point. You see Joel and Ellie walking in the background.
But, I mean, the outbreak seems to be localized to America. What if we see, like, Europe and all the other countries instead, you know? Something like that.
Yeah. I could see a different part of the world coming into the game. That'd be interesting.
I think more people would like that. Unless Joel decides to learn how to fly a plane and go somewhere else, you know. Whatever.
Will, did you... You were pretty hooked on Last of Us, right?
I definitely played through that a couple times when it came out initially, and then again a couple more times when it came out for PlayStation 4. I don't think my input is necessary on the direction The Last of Us 2 should go. Naughty Dog's got a pretty solid track record of taking these things into interesting directions with, you know, telling interesting stories. I'm down for whatever they want to do with it. And that's my take on it. Uncharted to Uncharted 2 was fantastic. Probably the biggest leap that series has seen. We could see something similar with The Last of Us. You never know.
I feel like The Last of Us just doesn't have much further to go up. It's easily on my top 10 of all time, I would say. So that's
could do
why
a lot of interesting things with multiplayer. Make it a PS4 game would make that game significantly, I guess maybe arguably better looking. It might be 30 frames per second, but
definitely.
You know, it could be a more, even more cinematic experience than the first one was. You know, there's a lot of things they could do outside of just moving the story in different directions that could make that game really great, you know, regardless of where they take it. But, you know, I like the multiplayer in that as well. I think there was a lot. It's probably their best one, in my opinion, that they made. Better than Uncharted, in my opinion, again. But, you know, they could take that stuff in interesting ways. But I just don't have any input on where I think Naughty Dog should go. because I think they have done a pretty good job of steering the ship. They never miss. I mean, I just haven't seen them miss in a while. If ever.
I think that's a good attitude to have, especially with, like you said, with Naughty Dog. Have they had a bad game? I want to look up their games really quick.
Probably not. I mean, I'm pretty much with Will as well, where he let the captain steer the ship. There's nothing that they could probably do.
When you start taking in everybody's input on things, you know, you lose that artistic vision for it, and those guys have proven that if there's any developer that makes a case for the art, games as art stuff, I mean, I think some of the storytelling in Naughty Dog games are extremely well done.
I wasn't a fan of Jack 2, but it was still a good game, and then they started getting into Uncharted. So, yeah,
It's been a while.
Yep. Jack 2 was actually longer.
They've earned the game they want to make.
Yep. I am still worried. I mean, I
think about a couple
of
years
ago
when people were saying, well, I don't want another Uncharted game. I want the Uncharted series to die because it just should end now. I mean, you're not going to be able to please everybody because those people may still be, I don't want another Uncharted game. I don't want another Nathan Drake game, but this one looks like it might be one of the best of the series when it comes to visual fidelity. I want to see that. I want to play that. It could be the best looking PS4 game to come out. I mean, this is one of the developers that can really test the limits of that console, right? Them, Guerrilla.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys that are going to do it. And I want to see those games, whatever they... I don't necessarily need it to be something new. I'm cool with a new Uncharted. I'm cool with a new Last of Us. I'm cool if they just want to continue that story right where it left off. Or they can take it in a new direction. I don't care. I just want to play it.
That is a very good attitude, and I hope more people have it.
No, more people won't have it. They'll be like, they're not doing exactly what I want them to do. Fuck them. I'm going to try and get as many people as I can to side with me. I'm going to rally around this flag.
I think it comes down to those flagship titles that you know that they're going to keep doing, and that I think fans are going to be happy because they always put out quality. Like, look at Polyphony Digital. I don't think anybody's going to go, I don't want another Gran Turismo game. They should not make another Gran Turismo game.
Well, but a Gran Turismo sequel, throwing cars and new tracks and you're good to go. A Last of Us sequel could theoretically, in a worst case scenario, taint the
throw in new bad guys. And I mean, how many times has that happened with other mediums, not just video games? And
yeah, but that story isn't. I mean, it just seems like that. That part of the story is such a small slice of that world, right? So there's potential to go all over the place. I just don't see them, you know, ruining it or just making miscalculating and saying, oh, we're going to ruin this. One of the most beloved games of the last 5 years or whatever.
Yeah. Just keep Neil Druckmann in charge and I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So We'll move on to I didn't even want to actually talk about this, but we kind of have to. The Nintendo NX rumors. So let me get the specifics out of the way.
Makes a lot of sense. The Wii U is dead.
This was a report from Digitimes saying that the NX, which is Nintendo's next console, whether it's handheld or home, I think it's kind of a hybrid of both from what they've indicated. Little weird, but their next console is going to be going into production this year, starting this year, with a higher production early next year for a launch in July 2016.
Next year, right after E3.
And, yep, we're going to get to that. And Nintendo is reportedly planning to ship 20 million of them in the first year. So, here's everything that's horribly wrong about this. July 2016 is not going to be the launch day. As you just said, that is 1 month after E3, which is the day that they plan to unveil it for the very first time. They're not going to unveil it and then 4 weeks later, launch it.
That's what if just, they unveil it in October?
They're not going to do that. They said they're going to unveil it at E3. They always unveil their consoles at E3.
Great. They say a lot of things. Well, they haven't actually had a real presence at E3 in how many years?
One.
Last year
with Super Smash Brothers, they were like the number one booth to be at.
An actual conference where they actually hold.
They have the digital event.
Treehouse, man, come on.
They figured out that those press conferences are lavish wastes of money for them. They can put together these hour videos.
I think they hit their target audience better.
Yeah.
With the stuff that they're doing in the modern era. They don't have a
presence at E3. They're still there. They're still participating. They have a huge booth every time. They're still huge on it at E3.
Yeah.
And why would they launch their system in July and not November when they always launch their systems?
I still believe that they're going to announce it in October or somewhere around TGS.
Because
that makes sense. That for according them to the report, announce
their console at TGS? Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tokyo Company, Tokyo Game Show.
I hear you, but I think Japan is more of a handheld mobile sort of place.
What if it is a handheld?
Yeah, we don't know what it is.
So I think there's not enough information to really say that, it's definitely not going to be coming out in July. I mean, you know, everything's all just hearsay right now. But according to the report, it makes sense that, yeah.
And here's
all signs point to it possibly being a handheld, because 20 million units, that's what they would sell on
I think
new
what
3DS.
Probably makes the most sense is like a dual use thing, like something that is a handheld and a console, right, for them? Doesn't that make more sense?
That's kind of what they've been hinting at this being. So you say it's going to be a handheld, whatever, and that's why they expect 20 million sales. No, there's no way that they expect 20 million sales. That's the other half of this that makes no sense at all. 20 million in a year is ridiculous. The 3DS right now is at 53 million over its life.
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, maybe they know they've got the magic. This is the new
maybe
Wii.
That released in 2011. Early 2011 was the 3DS launch, and it has sold 53 million. There's no way that they expect 20 million sales in the first year. The Wii wouldn't have even done that if it had that many
worldwide?
Sitting on shelves. Yeah, that's worldwide. Mm. That's the other part of this report that I'm just like, this doesn't fit. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, at least they're shooting high, if it is true.
Yeah.
You never know.
If it turns out to be true, it'd be crazy if it's true.
They usually do announce at E3, right? So,
yeah.
Probably. That would be weird.
They announced the North American launch at E3, available next month. End of next month, or whatever.
Whatever. I mean... It's okay to write a rumor and maybe not necessarily agree with it. But if you believe.
Yeah.
Can't hold that against you.
Yep, and they have said it will not be fully revealed until 2016.
Yeah.
So no October revelation.
It's just those things take time to get the ball rolling on, right? They want to get the word out there. They want to get marketing going. I mean, a reveal a release that quick?
Yeah. And I'm guessing this is going to be like a different sort of console, the way that they've talked about it.
Yeah.
Which is Nintendo's thing lately. So they kind of have to prove what it is, give developers time. I mean, apparently they were showing it off to a few third-party developers at this E3, but that's not enough to get people building games.
People, this is what we've got. We're not going to explain it very much, and then we're going to release it. If they didn't learn their lesson on the fucking Wii U with, like, what is this thing? for the confusion that some people have about that console and what it is because of the naming, because of the concept. Explaining a more, a different type of console for them, maybe they should take some time and do that. But we'll see. I hope it's powerful.
Yeah, I mean,
I hope it's as powerful at least as the Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah, I here's how I see it going. I see them doing a full unveil next year at E3, and then a release in holiday 2017.
Holiday 2017.
A whole year? Wow. Yep. I don't know.
When was the Wii U unveiled?
I think they did about a full year, because they had it there, and then they had it there the next year, and then it came out, I believe, is how it worked.
I don't know. What if, because there's 20 million units supposedly being made, what if it turns out to be a fucking phone? A Nintendo phone? Where you could play games on and shit. What if it's a Nintendo phone?
Phone capability into the 3DS line. Whatever the 3DS full successor is wouldn't be a bad idea.
Do you call a phone a console? Like, is that a console?
No. If Nintendo's making it, I guess they can technically call it a console.
Essentially, it would be a console that also makes calls.
Yeah.
I don't see them diving into that market, though. I mean, that's a whole different thing for them.
No fucking thank you.
Yeah. So they showed it off at E3 2011, and it released November 2012. So I see them following that trajectory exactly. Show it off at next year's E3 and launch it in 2017. Anything else, and they're rushing it. I mean, I'm sure that they are rushing it. Like you said, Will, the Wii U is, as much as I love it, it is...
tapering off.
Yeah, we'll say that. So...
what's the last big game that came out for that?
Splatoon.
Splatoon, yeah. I guess.
It still gets big games. They're just Nintendo only.
Do you remember when they revealed it and they had every big publisher? Fucking John Riccitiello was on stage, and they had EA and they had Batman and Darksiders.
Ubisoft
and Mass Effect. I mean,
Mass Effect 3.
They had all these third-party publishers, and they were like selling this time it's going to be different. And that shit lasted like a year.
They couldn't run away from that shit fast enough.
Yeah. Which sucks. Zombie U is a fantastic game, actually. That's one of the best Wii U exclusives, I'd say.
I liked it. I did enjoy that.
That's been the cycle since the N64, is that Nintendo promises they'll have third-party support, they release their system, third parties kind of are there, and then they go away.
They're like, and just in case this thing takes off.
Yeah. Even with the Wii, third-party support wasn't great, and that thing sold like crazy.
I mean, they do okay with it like that. They just... You can't expect every console they make to be the Wii from this point going forward. It's just not gonna... That was a flash in the pan, like, moment where, you had not only people that were interested in games, but just everybody, the mass market, wanted to have that thing for whatever reason. They had a good job, word of mouth, advertising, and obviously their games. They got people buying that. But they seem to do okay. They seem to have money to continue business operations.
They got that Amiibo money.
They got that Amiibo money now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get an NX. I don't care what it is.
Of course
I got to get Zelda and Mario and Smash.
Pre-order that shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there day one. I was there day one for the Wii U, and I'm still happy with my Wii U, but I don't hold any... idea of Nintendo reaching the lofty heights that they have before.
Yeah, but it's not like you're saying these games, I mean, these games that are coming out for the Wii U are highly rated.
Fantastic. Yeah, they're fantastic.
People love them. But for whatever reason, it's not enough to sell that console, like, because you can't play all the other stuff. I mean, if they had that third-party support, it would be a different story, right? Because you can make an argument for all of Nintendo's first-party stuff against Sony and Microsoft's first-party lineups, right? It's just that you can play everything else on those consoles, and it's not a one console fits all. It's more like, I'm going to get this because I like Nintendo stuff.
Maybe if they actually do find a way to combine their handheld and their home console in some fashion. Because the 3DS sort of does actually sell extremely well. So if they can get that market...
What do you mean, sells extremely well? Yeah.
Yeah, the 3DS is friggin' crazy successful.
I mean, just think if the Wii U gamepad was something more like a handheld that you could take with you when you left the house.
The Wii U, as I think you pointed out, Anthony, the Wii U has sold just shy of 10 million. So if this report is correct, they expect to double their entire lifetime Wii U sales in 1 year.
So basically what Nintendo's doing now is they're just going to throw all their money into the pot. And if they go broke now, they're just going to sell everything to PlayStation or Xbox. You could have them. God. So let's start that rumor up again.
Well, I think that's all that there is for Nintendo. We'll just have to wait for more info. But I saw that rumor and I was like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
1 year from now, according to this rumor.
Yep, we'll be playing on a Nintendo.
We'll be playing on a new Nintendo console.
And apparently, it'll be so good we will have to buy it because they're making so many available at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. Two in every home.
That's our goal.
I'm guessing Zelda won't even be out by July of next year.
I'm guessing Zelda's going to be on the next system.
It's going to be a dual live launch. With
it. It could do a dual, like Twilight Princess, but it's not going to be an NX exclusive or anything.
Can we at least get over the fact that it's not going to be a Wii U exclusive? Because it's not.
No? Why? Yeah, the only
there's no evidence to the contrary other than a report from these people that this console is coming out next year that Nintendo's actually said, is our Zelda game.
We haven't it's coming seen to Wii U. It. I say, we've seen it on what, one Nintendo Direct, like 8 months ago?
Smoke and mirrors bullshit.
Exactly.
Get me my tinfoil hat.
We've seen a full rundown of that game playing on a Wii U.
It was a mock setup.
They weren't even real people. It was like robots that were playing it.
That was a cybernetic. No.
Japan, bro.
Can we just get over it, guys? Come on. It's obviously going to be on the NX.
Obviously. The next Zelda is an NX phone exclusive.
I can just write that right now. No one will argue.
We should have an article on the site right now that says that.
Yeah.
Because that sounds pretty... That sounds like legit information because we don't have any sources on any of that. But just all right. But let's get over it as a group, Internet.
Yeah. Move on. So we're going to...
PlayStation Plus this month is pretty good. No?
Sure.
Shitty segue.
Yeah, PlayStation Plus is okay. I'm just going to rattle off the games. We don't need to talk about them. Rocket League, Styx, Master of Shadows, Mousecraft, and Entwined for PS4. Rain
what
for
is
PS3,
sounding good about this?
3 for PS Vita. It's a mediocre month, but it's 4 games for PS4. So that's decent.
Four games. And none of them are rehashes, Xbox. You play your billiards.
It's sounding pretty... average. Although I will play Geometry Wars for Vita.
Yeah, I will play that for Vita. That's pretty cool.
The last thing that I wanted to talk about, which kind of segues into what we played, because you played this game, is Fallout Shelter will be hitting my preferred platform of Android, hopefully in August. The quote is that they haven't announced a date, but it should be out next month. So I'm excited about that. You didn't seem to enjoy it too much, Will.
I haven't been able to really get into it at all. It's not grabbing me. I know coming out on stage at that press conference or whatever, it's like, it's inspired by our favorite games, XCOM and blah, blah, blah. It's not like, didn't grab me like those games at all.
Gotcha.
I mean, at this point, everybody knows what it is. It's a management simulator. Where you're managing a vault. You get new vault dwellers that come in, and it can do specific jobs in the vault, and you're producing resources, food, electricity, water for your vault, and the goal is to just keep growing it, and I'm just not getting hooked by that at all. I don't know why. It just doesn't have anything to really hook you. I mean, in my opinion, some people might like it. It's good for like little short stints, I guess. And
I've heard a lot of people
do that.
I've heard a lot of people talking about it, and it seems like most people enjoy it, but for a short time. Like they jump on, they build their vault, they get some, inhabitants. Maybe they get up to like 100 at the very, very most. And then they just kind of drop off. That seems to be but it's a free game.
I've been playing the game for an hour or so, just in little short bursts, and I've only have like 12 inhabitants. I mean, it takes a while to get the thing rolling. It's kind of slow burn at the start. So it's hard to get invested in it, but I don't know what the end game is for it. It's like, why? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
What is this all for?
That's all those free-to-play games where it's just kind of like, just keep playing
yeah,
forever.
It doesn't feel like that, though. There are some neat, things that they take from free-to-play games and stuff with lunch boxes and earning these rewards, and you get exclusive dwellers and different guns and weapons. You can send the guys out or the girls out into the wasteland or whatever. I just don't know, why do I need to keep playing this?
Why am I here?
What
am I doing?
What is the meaning of life, Todd Howard? Why did you make this game?
Cash in.
It's fucking free, man. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's not one of those things where like, God, I've got to get. It's not. It doesn't feel egregious.
I've heard
the ways to
free. No one say that they had to. They had to actually pay money for it.
Oh, well.
You can, and you can get, extra bottle caps, and you can do different things. As far as buying lunch boxes, I think, I'm not exactly sure how the whole model for the payment stuff works, but for the most part, I just haven't been hooked by it. I'm going to continue to keep playing it because I got to stop playing threes. I've got a good selection of iPad games. Like, I've got FTL, I've got Papers, Please, and I've got
Papers, Please, great Fallout. Game, and FTL is.
Those are like, really, the best iPad games I've ever played, and I never play them because I always play threes because it's so perfect for short stints, and FTL isn't, and nor is Papers, Please.
Well, I can join the fun next month. I don't have to hunt down and find an old iPhone or anything. I can play on my lovely Nexus 6.
Man, can't believe you still have an Android.
What do you mean still have an Android?
I used to have an Android, and then I realized nobody else has an Android. So I got an iPhone.
Except that Android has the larger market share. What are you talking about?
What? There's no way.
Are you kidding me? By a mile.
Whenever I go out, I see everybody with iPhones. I don't see anybody with fucking Nexuses or all this fucking bullshit.
By a mile.
Yeah, it's definitely Android's got a bigger market share
Nearly 80%.
Well, then I guess Apple is better at marketing.
It's not that. It's just that there are so many different types of Android devices compared to how many iPhone, iOS devices are out there.
1 through 6.
And why would you get your phone based on what other people have? Why wouldn't you get the phone you want?
text messaging is free from iPhone to iPhone.
Well, yeah, iMessage is nice. Yeah. I have an iPhone because I have a MacBook and an iPad, and I have the whole ecosystem where all that stuff works really well together. So
I'm in Google's ecosystem. I got Google Voice. That's free texting to everyone.
Yeah, so Skype.
There you go.
There you go.
Hangouts. There you go. Boom. That's good stuff.
Google Plus.
Who uses Google Hangouts or Google Plus?
Not Google Plus, but everyone uses Hangouts.
Really?
What, the video Hangouts?
I don't know about
Hangouts,
that.
Hangouts is their messaging app.
Is it?
Yeah, it's free messages. It's just like iMessage, only better in many ways.
Yeah, but iMessage doesn't have ads and shit, and I'm wondering how
Google... Neither does Hangouts. What are you guys talking about? What is happening?
I don't know. I don't have an Android. I never have had an Android. Ever since I moved into the smartphone era, it's been an iPhone for me.
You're confusing because they use the same name for multiple things. Hangouts is just their messaging app. And Google Voice is a service that lets you do free texting, and it serves as your phone number. It's a good service. You should check it out. You can use it with iPhone. I did for a long time.
No,
before switching.
Everybody's
to
got an
Android.
iPhone, Kyle.
You don't need everyone, right? All 18%
everywhere
of the
I look,
mobile
when
market
I'm walking
share.
Down the street, is all I see is iPhones. iPhone over there. iPhone over there.
Oh man!
Everywhere is iPhones.
Yeah, the 2015, it is 78% Android, 18 iOS, 2.7 for Windows Phone, 0.3% for BlackBerry, and then 0.7% for others. So,
yeah,
there you go.
I mean, yeah, those numbers are. They make sense to me.
iPhone 7 coming soon.
Well, did you play anything other than Fallout Shelter this week? Well,
I didn't. I started watching Breaking Bad again.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Greatest show ever.
It is really good. You know, watching the whole thing straight through, kind of just taking the whole week and watching it.
Awesome.
And I've been doing Netflix instead of video games.
All right.
So,
Anthony, you play anything? I played a lot, so I'm letting you guys.
Well,
not a lot, but like three things.
Yeah, I haven't played any console games all week. I got my PC going.
Catching up on PC backlog?
Well, kind of. You know, I'm just trying to get them. You're like, you know, some of these games I had on my Steam
library. Oh, he's going on backlog.
Oh, yeah. Backlog. Some of these games I had on my Steam library that I couldn't even fucking play on my old computer. So it's like, holy shit, it actually runs? That's what the startup screen looks like? Yes! So
this is amazing.
This is, what?
I bet Diablo
frames?
Looks a lot better.
Oh my god, the colors in Diablo? I didn't know there were more.
He was just looking at fucking blurry shapes before, and he's like, I love fucking Diablo, it's the shit.
Pretty much.
A VGA monitor or something?
I was like, what the, all right. And then now,
yeah, I mean, on a higher,
colors.
It's not just the colors in Diablo. Like when you have that game maxed out, there's a lot of like environmental effects, explosions, and physics when shit fucking explodes.
Oh yeah, that game's a lot
rolling
faster
all over
now.
The place.
I'm like, holy shit! How slow was I going before?
Yeah, I can imagine. It's always a magical time when you get to play games as they were meant to be.
Yeah.
After you've been playing them that at lower resolutions or lower specs or whatever, and I mean, I always do that. Get a new video card. We've talked about it on the podcast. Get that new video card, put it in your computer, and try out those games you couldn't play in all their glory beforehand. And there are some beautiful games, especially if you haven't been seeing those things in like 1080p, 60 frames per second. Journey out into the wasteland. Play Skyrim.
Oh, yeah.
Skyrim is fucking unbelievable on PC.
I don't have Skyrim. I'm very tempted to get Grand Theft Auto 5,
well,
though.
Yeah, you're probably going to be pushing it. I don't know.
That'd be a little rough. You'd still run it. Definitely
Yeah,
you
definitely run it. You're just not going to be running it on, like, the higher. Yeah. That's probably one of the most...
Yeah, I can't even run
demanding
it.
Demanding PC games out there.
And I have a 970, like, the full-blown... this year model.
And I've been playing, what else? I tried out Terra, the MMO. That's pretty fun. It's very fast-paced. And I tried out that new free-to-play game, Dirty Bomb. It's all right. It's not that good. It's all right.
All right.
It's like Team Fortress-y stuff, but objectives.
Analysis you'll only get here.
Pretty much. Team Fortress-y crap with objectives and stuff.
4 out of 5.
2.5 out of 5, tops.
Two and a half, okay.
Tops.
Too much Team Fortress-y stuff.
But yeah, I'm going to probably hit Diablo 3 real hard with that PTR. The PTR I tried out, and that's fun. They're adding a bunch of new stuff, and it's just so great. But the best part is the colors. Seeing the colors now. Totally.
The colors, Duke.
How did the colors change?
I see shades of gray and stuff. But now, now I see a fucking rainbow.
I mean, maybe his laptop monitor wasn't running at, like, 32-bit color or something?
I think this is, like, at 64-bit, 120-something. I don't know. Jesus,
what would change the colors?
I don't.
Maybe just the blurriness of not being 1080p made like the colors seeing look different.
It, yeah, maybe that's the case. Who knows?
I even saw new colors that I didn't know existed in Payday 2, and I played that. I played that on all systems, so I was like, "Shit!"
It's probably so the resolution.
But yeah, Kyle, what you been up to?
I actually played. So I did 2 reviews this week. Dr. Mario, which we talked about before, and I don't have much more to say. I mean, it's Dr. Mario. If you like Dr. Mario, you're going to enjoy it. It added a little bit. Multiplayer is pretty fun, but nothing too crazy. It's still just a good classic puzzle game. So that was a 3 out of 5. But I put a ton of time into Tales from the Borderlands because I needed to review episode 3, and I had not played episodes 1 or 2. So I went through and played all 3 in the span of a couple of days. Loved that. I have always been a huge Telltale fan. You guys probably know that. And this is definitely up there in terms of their best series. It's really, really fun, and it's really more of a video game than their other games. And the humor in it is just on point, would be the way to describe it. Like, it creates great characters. The story is very engaging, and the comedy, I legit laughed out loud, which I can't remember too many games that actually made me laugh out loud.
Like, any guys- more than I haven't played any of these Tales from the Borderlands games, and I'm not a huge Telltale person, but are you liking it more than their other stuff?
Yeah, I'd probably put it just because I was very, very, very into The Walking Dead. I would probably put it right behind The Walking Dead. A lot of people put it as their best series. And maybe tie it with Wolf Among Us. So yeah, it's definitely up there. I mean, it's tough to compare their games because they are all very good, in my opinion.
I mean, Walking Dead, that first season, didn't it win Game of the Year? The game trailers, Game of the Year, whatever.
Oh, I won a ton of Game of the Year awards, yeah.
But you know the only one that matters is the VGAs, Kyle.
Of course. Yeah, I think the only thing that's holding Tales from the Borderlands back is just that it is still, I mean, they're still using the same engine that they used for The Walking Dead back in 2012.
What, for this game?
Which was pretty janky in 2012. It did not look... It looked okay because it was stylized, and that still works for Borderlands. It's still cel-shaded, and that kind of helps them get past that.
That was one of the things that I didn't like about that game, but it was a little bit weird. It had some issues. Mm-hmm.
They're using the same engine for everything.
That seems like it would be a problem if you're saying it's more of a gamey game than The Walking Dead.
What does that mean? It doesn't impact that too much. There actually are inventory.
Oh.
Yeah, a little bit. It's still, you know, it's still on rails. You're still kind of just like finding the target and clicking it.
Okay.
you have an inventory. There's not a lot of items in there, but they're there. And like, for example, the male character Reese has a mechanical eye that he can use to scan things. Mm-hmm. So you have to use that every once in a while. The female Fiona is kind of a con artist, and so she collects money throughout. And then at certain points, you can use the money to either like customize things. You can buy different clothes. You can upgrade your car. So you know, this is kind of big stuff for a Telltale game. They're usually very bare bones in the gameplay department. But I highly recommend Tales from the Borderlands. I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
5 episodes for that?
It will be. This was episode 3.
Cool.
Yep.
I won't be checking it out, but it sounds cool. I just won't be able to do that.
Yeah, you're not big into the, I think we talked, you don't get into the episodic games?
Yeah, I don't like video games. The
I don't like video games in general. Not a fan myself.
Not a huge fan of the video games. No, not a fan of adventure games like that.
Gotcha. This one may sway a little bit, especially if you have played Borderlands. You know who like Handsome Jack is, and the various vault hunters that pop up.
Oh, I'm sure. Yep, don't want to do it.
All right.
You cannot sell me, Kyle, but apparently a lot of people are liking that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the response has been really good. The only problem is the weight and that, you know, like I said, the engine issues, the animation and the graphics, which won't be really upgraded until hopefully Tales from the Borderlands Season 2. But they really do need to kill the wait in between. It's been like 2 to 3 months each episode. So that needs to get worked out.
Was that it for you as far as what you played this week?
I played a little bit more Batman, like I said, and it's still a broken mess. So
I played some more Batman. Really I decided to finish that and say, fuck the Riddler trophies for now. I will definitely go back and get them all. Because there's more story to see. But, that game was pretty awesome.
It was good. Damn.
Did you...
Wish I could enjoy it.
Yeah,
But that's what I was saying earlier, is I hear people have definitely been able to make their way through the PC version. You just don't want to?
Not in the state that it's in. I mean, I've had frame rate drops down into the tens. Especially if the Batmobile is around. I slammed it into a building the other day because I was doing a jump, and my frame rate just tanked. I couldn't even see anything. I mean, maybe if I locked it at 30, I did unlock that, bring it up to 60. I don't see how that would help, though, if it drops it down to 12. I don't think locking it at 30 is actually going to do anything. I can't get into the game.
Yeah.
Because every couple of minutes I get taken out of the game. I don't call the Batmobile unless I have to, because as soon as it shows up, the game just starts locking up. I'm just kind of waiting it out, hoping that they get an update out.
Fall 2015.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, but that's a weird one. Yeah. That's a very good game. I really, really enjoyed that. I definitely am going to go back into and play those. It's one of the open worlds that I really like to explore as far as the Riddler challenges and cleaning up, trying to 100% that game is definitely on my agenda. But I put it down for this week.
Gotcha. Well, what about next week? Is there? I'm looking at this release sheet and I see nothing that interests me. So I'm gonna stick with my. Probably play some GTA Online. Honestly, I played a little bit last night because it's a double experience and double money this weekend. So if you're listening to this on release day and it's this holiday weekend, you get double RP for every mission and double money for the Independence Day stuff. So I will power level my character in GTA over the weekend. What about you guys?
I should do it on PS4.
Jump on, man.
Yeah. I'll probably end up get playing some PC games.
I am going to play that Ark survival game at one of these times that I fire up.
Steam. Are you?
I mean, at the point, personally, where I have the idea in my head, like, you know what? Sitting down to play video games would be fun. And then I sit down with them and I'm like, eh. I don't feel like playing this right now. But the idea sounds cool.
Oh, what else I played that kind of gave me that feeling a little bit? There was a free Portal mod released, Portal Stories Mel, which is very fun and it is free, so definitely check it out. But yeah, I kind of had that where I would sit down and probably. I would assume so. You don't own Portal?
I don't.
Tell me you own Portal. What?
I played it on Xbox 360.
All right.
I had the orange box.
Gotcha. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I kind of sat down and, you know, it's got some pretty tough puzzles. And I was just like, eh, do I want to deal with that at the moment? No.
It's not just that. It's like, I'll play some Call of Duty. And I'm like, eh, I'll just turn on Netflix. Or, you know, even with Steam, they've got that Ark survival game. I want to play that. At least try it. See what everybody's talking about. For whatever reason, can't force myself to sit down and actually take a look at it. Yeah, I mean, it's a slow time.
Yep.
Go outside.
Summer lull.
Yeah,
I'm not going outside. July. That sounds awful.
You have to.
I'll go on GTA and fire off fireworks.
There you go. Celebrate your independence by locking yourself in your house and playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
That's wonderful.
What I'll probably end up
doing. Yeah, I will do some family stuff and cooking and hot dogs and shit. And then I will try and play some video games, but I don't know. Like I said, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to. I'm depressed. I'm depressed gaming-wise. I'm in a gaming depression. I can't find the will to play video games, which is a goddamn travesty.
You know what would fix that?
What? Playing a good video game?
Grab a Wii U and Bayonetta 2.
I thought about it.
Should. I think you'd really enjoy it, actually. I mean, Bayonetta 2, I know you'd enjoy, and then grab a couple of other Wii U games.
He thought about it, but then he realized he would buy it for one game and a year lifespan. It's not worth it.
And then I'm like, well, fuck, 364 days from now, I'll be playing fucking the new Nintendo console.
So yeah, it's going to be out in July.
Fucking money out the window.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, so. No, something, Batman kind of revamped that. But it goes, games so quick. Batman was over. I smashed through that game for the most part.
Yeah, I'm kind of happy that it's a lull period. Maybe I can get in some. I can finish up.
Talking about, I need to play The Witcher.
Yeah, I was gonna say The Witcher. I can maybe jump on that. We'll
There's
see.
There's all sorts of games out there.
It'll be nice. That's my excitement for next week is my backlog and lots of GTA. So,
we should have some reviews. Yeah, we should have some reviews coming up on the site for next week that we aren't covering.
Yep.
Dean's going to be covering Art Academy. Yep. Art Academy.
For you.
Yeah.
He was excited about that. I have never been excited about an Art Academy game. I hate drawing. So, he was pretty amped for that.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
He was on me about that game. Yep. And I think he's also doing J-Stars.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's like JRPG.
I thought it's like a fighting game, I thought.
Hentai Maybe. Simulator?
I don't know nothing about it.
Oh, Jesus.
He may have reviewed one or two of those if you check the backlog of reviews on the website.
Tickle Simulator?
They can be very educational.
What? In finding nothing. I can't.
The spot. The spot. The right spot.
I think with that, we should probably just say goodbye. we'll sign off. This was the Attack of the Fanboy podcast number 17. Thanks for joining us.
Who doesn't like a good pillow fight?